Yes, lieve luisteraars, welkom bij Funky Nassau van donderdag 9 februari. Ik ben jullie host Jarmo FM en ik heb vandaag bij mij in de studio zitten Igor Togarev. Igor, dank je wel dat je er bent. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for
welcome
the invitation,
to the studio. You are an amazing jazz man, in my opinion. I have already heard you play and you are a saxophone player. And I'm very happy that you're gonna be here. And today we're gonna talk about some jazz and what you've been doing. And I first want to start off with a little song by Sonny Rollins. But first, let's do a little introduction about yourself. Who are you, man?
Well, my name is Igor Tokarev. I'm 20 years old. I'm from the cold city of St. Petersburg.
Nice.
And I came here like almost 7 months ago, and I was astonished by the atmosphere of the city and was like, yeah, man, that's my spot. That's where I want to be. And
yeah,
I was playing saxophone for 13 years now, since the age of 7. There is a short story how I decided to choose saxophone as my main instrument.
Tell us.
Well, initially I was playing violin. But at the age of 4, I went to the music school and I was introduced to a music teacher, and she said that he could be a good violin player, and I was like, why not? But I was disappointed because the practicing was very hard on the violin for me, because like 20 minutes was like 20 hours for me. It's like I couldn't stand the sound of the violin. And then my father decided, we need to change something.
He's going to play the sax.
We were listening to various sounds of the instruments, how the instruments sounding. And we stopped on the saxophone and I said, daddy, I want to play this one. And I started playing soprano sax as a initial instrument. Actually, I was obliged to play a recorder first in the music school, because like everyone who decided to start his studies in music school must play a recorder for first year. But
so I thought usually when you start playing a sax that you always start on a smaller instrument, like a flute or a clarinet, or how did you start? You just immediately started with a saxophone?
Yes, I started straightly from the saxophone,
Okay, that's nice. Well, I think we just got a little good introduction about you. I want to play some Sonny Rollins with St. Thomas. Do you know Sonny Rollins?
Sure, man, sure.
And what does he mean to you? Do you have any relationship with Sonny Rollins?
Well, I don't listen to him that much, but I like his playing, like his style. He's a unique guy. He's one of the most important people that you should listen when you making connections with jazz.
Yeah, so funny fact about this song, it's a personal thing. This was my parents were, or especially my dad was really into jazz. And my mom in the beginning wasn't. She was like a Beatlehead, you know. And but this was the first song that my mom got introduced to jazz, and it's like, oh, this is actually kind of nice. I could listen to this. So it's actually a little, maybe a little bit too accessible. But we're on the radio anyway. So, but here's Sonny Rollins with St. Thomas. Thank you. Sonny Rollins, together with Tommy Flanagan, Doug Watkins, and Max Roach.
Yes, sir.
I do know Max Roach, but the other ones I don't really know. But you probably know those names, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Nice, man. Nice. Like, I'm still in the studio with Igor Togarev, amazing saxophone player. And maybe we're going to have some live music in the studio in a minute, but it's going to be a surprise. And you're still listening to Radio Salto 99.4, Jarmo FM, Funky Nassau. Hey, so Igor, you are now studying at the Conservatorium. You have been living in Amsterdam for a year now?
No, 7 months.
Seven months, oh yeah, that's probably already feels like a year.
Yeah.
And how is the housing situation going?
Well, situation is pretty good, except one thing, housing. Yeah, but that's the well-known problem among Dutch and international students, because I saw in the news that around 20,000 students are seeking for accommodation in the whole Netherlands.
Yep. No, it's terrible, man. They even have containers, and they even use shipping containers and stuff. Dus luisteraars, als iemand aan het luisteren is en nog een kamer over heeft voor deze fantastische jazzmuzikant, / saxofonist, dan kan je ons gewoon bellen. Funky Nassau, Jarmo FM. But besides that, I'm interested in, like, did you have any other universities or conservatoriums where you wanted to study, or was Amsterdam your first choice?
Amsterdam was and is my very first choice.
All right. And have you been here before you when we started studying here?
Yes, I've been here two times before I started studying. First time was shortly before the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. It was in the early 2020. I came here for open day in the Conservatory of Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And I was like stunned with the possibilities of conservatory, with the atmosphere of the conservatory.
The decision is made just by how our the conservatorium is.
I was there thinking, yeah man, that's the place where I wanted to study. And because there were people like from all around the world, like there are studying people like from the like almost every country.
But St. Petersburg is also a really big city, right? It's like more than 5 million people living there. I think it's the biggest city in Europe after London, Paris, and Moscow.
Not really. Moscow is bigger. Moscow is bigger twice bigger. Oh, but yeah. Wow. But St. Petersburg is the city where the jazz is very strong. It is very popular music. But due to the current events, the jazz is started to slightly decline from them, because musicians either leaving Moscow and either going to different countries.
Okay, I always thought that St. Petersburg was the cultural most cultural city in Russia.
Yes, and it is.
And it's also Peter the Great. He also got a French architect to do a whole big parts of the city, and he wanted to really to be a European city, right?
Yes, sure, yeah. And I was first time at Amsterdam, and I was passing by the street that was named Tsar Peterstraat. And
yeah,
I was
true.
That's the recognition.
You got a street, man. You got a street.
Yeah.
So why did you want to go somewhere else besides St. Petersburg?
Well, I didn't want to study in the, we have the institution that's called St. Petersburg Institute of Culture, but based on the reviews from my former college mates, mm-hmm. It's not really I cannot say if it's either it's a bad place or it's a good place. I just didn't want to study there.
And then do you also feel that that maybe the younger generation are also less interested in playing instruments than few generations before? Because I already feel like my generation was already less interested in playing instruments than the generation before. There are a lot of people who want to make music. They just want to make music on their computers and laptops.
In the Logic and Ableton and that stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you already notice? Do you notice this as well?
Well, actually, I cannot say that either, but yeah, I think there are like, there are, of course, there are enthusiasts, young enthusiasts who want to play, want to learn to play, not only the jazz saxophone, but like some acoustic music, I think so. But yeah, there's a domination of electronic music for sure, but yeah,
in Russia too.
Yes, of course, but not really electronic, but how I can say it properly, synthesized music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. I sometimes feel that way here as well, and I'm the same because I DJ, so I don't play live music, but I like, yeah, I also prefer seeing live music, but it's really, it's hard to find these days. Sometimes you have a few bars that do a lot of stuff, but also like it's mostly DJs doing all the work.
Yeah, but I think the Netherlands are like, well, St. Petersburg is the cultural capital of Russia, and Netherlands is the capital of electronic music because, like,
true.
Yeah, it's like
because it's drugs.
Yeah, not really drugs, but I think that being DJ is also like art. It's like every instrument, every like mastery of instrument, like playing music is art.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need like 5 to 10 years to really master it a little bit, I think.
And as Charlie Parker said, is profanity allowed?
Yes, this is Amsterdam.
In comedic purposes. Okay, he said, master your music, master your instrument, and then forget all that shit and just play.
Yeah. That's a great saying, man. Yeah. Hey, and you are only 20 years old, but you already released quite some music. I'm very happy that you brought some music over here. I'm very, very, very pleased. So we're going to play a lot of the music, and you're going to play something live for us, which I can't wait. We're going to play this vinyl record of you. It looks really nice, and I think we're just going to listen to it. But it says... it's called, the title is Vexillology. It's very hard to pronounce with my Dutch tongue. And it means a study of the history, symbolism, and usage of flags.
Yes, because the cover of this album is three flags of the most important in jazz history American cities. It's the New Orleans, Chicago, and New York City.
Oh, wow. That's from New York City. All right. Because to me, it also feels very, very, I don't know, Russian as well, the design. Because in art school, we used to do a lot of, we gave a lot of attention to communist art, brutalist art, and, not Kandinsky, is it Kandinsky?
Kandinsky, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. It kind of reminds me of that one. Mm. And this album it was released when?
It was released on the March 24th of 2021. Yeah.
2021. This was during Corona.
Yes, almost 2 years ago. Yeah.
And how did you experience that period?
Well, it was difficult. Like for everyone, it was difficult. But
especially for musicians, of course.
Yeah, for musicians, no gigs. Well, like the first months of the pandemic, I was just like sitting home practicing, irritating my neighbors. Yeah, and but yeah, this time helped me a lot to develop myself. And during the most harsh period of Corona, I also recorded a not really studio album, but I call it like Corona album because I was recording at home and in the studio with the pianist, with my very good friend, fellow pianist. He also studies at the conservatorium. His name is Sontek Chu. He's from South Korea, and we recorded the duet album, and we called it Bird 2020 because we want to make a homage to my idol, to the man who inspired me to start to play jazz. It's Mr. Charles Parker.
Charlie Parker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we gotta play some Charlie Parker later, man.
Yeah.
But let's just start with your record.
Yeah.
The first song is called Conversation.
Yes.
And this was the first song you recorded for this album?
Yes, it came to me, like, it actually came to me in, like, during Corona in 2020. No, even earlier. I composed it, like, in the end of 2019, even right. Before my first Amsterdam visit.
Jesus, man.
And it was, like, first original melody that I said, yeah, that thing's gonna work.
Shit, man. I wish that our leaders, our political leaders, listened to this record, man. That they had some more conversations these times.
Yeah.
Let's just listen to it, man. Here's Igor Togarev and All Colors of Jazz with Vexillology. Vexillology?
Yeah.
Vexillology.
Yes, sir.
And the first title track, Conversations. Let's go. We'll be right back. Yes, yes, lieve luisteraars. Je luistert nog steeds naar Funky Nassau hier bij Radio Salto 99.4, waar we gewoon lekker draaien wat we zelf willen. En vandaag draaien we lekkere jazz. Ik ben hier met Igor Togarev. En we luisteren eigenlijk gewoon allemaal vette muziek van Igor zelf. Dus so Igor, man, I'm impressed. What if you're only 20 and you're already doing this stuff, man? What are you gonna do when you're 40, man?
yeah, that's a sudden question, man. I'll continue the carry on with the jazz, with the own music, with the exploring the new horizons of the music, man.
Yeah. So, your Instagram name is also Bebop Lives.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you wanna keep the bebop alive.
Yeah, why not?
Because bebop is a very fast version of jazz, right?
Yes, sometimes it's not really fast, but most of the examples of this style are fast or very fast. There are only two tempos, fast and faster. That's all.
Yeah. Because I know, like, when people that are not really into jazz or they don't really know jazz, when you play them bebop, they'll lose their minds. They're like, oh, I couldn't listen to this. This is way too busy. You know?
Yeah.
But like, I think once you're a little bit more in it, then you can really see like that all the musicians are individually doing a lot of amazing stuff, right?
Yeah.
And do you feel like it has died a little bit, bebop?
Well, there is the statement that bebop is dead. It's used mostly as a joke because in St. Petersburg we have clothes, the sweaters with the inscription "Bebop is dead."
Oh yeah,
yeah. But no, actually, when there are the enthusiasts, the guys who eager to play bebop, and not only it will live.
Yeah.
Till the last person who plays the bebop and other styles of jazz and jazz itself, it will live.
It will never die.
Yeah.
This we say in Holland. We say hardcore will never die.
Yeah.
Have you heard of hardcore?
Yeah.
Don't you?
It's actually mind blowing for me, but
I'll
try to like every style of music. I'm open to everything.
It's man. It's interesting, man. It's beautiful. All these different kinds types of music. But so your main interest is jazz.
Yes. And my main drug is jazz.
Your main drug is jazz.
Yeah.
So I want to play. We're 30 minutes in right now. It's 8:30 and we got until 9. So I want to play one of your songs from the album that you dedicated. It's an oath kind of to Charlie Parker.
Yeah.
Your biggest jazz hero.
Yes. They're my idol, man.
He was the biggest just before Miles Davis, right? Kind of.
Yeah, and he with the Dizzy Gillespie. They are our father founders of that unique jazz style bebop, which like is a revolution, sort of revolution, right? Because like earlier the people were vibing to swing, big band orchestras, and they were like dancing a lot, but then this game, bebop came, it didn't come just as it was created, because there was a recording ban in the years 1942 to 1934.
It was banned.
Yeah, recordings were banned. And the musicians couldn't release.
Why did they ban it? Because they said it's devil's music.
No. Because there was a conflict between the association, American Publishing Association, and between like performing rights organizations like BMI and ASCAP. They were founded in that time, and they were like, yeah, we don't want to pay royalties to musicians. And then no recordings. And in the year 1934, the conflict was like done. They made a peace agreement, sort of. And yeah, recordings were made again.
Okay. And then Charlie Parker was one of those guys who got recorded.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play the first song on the CD. Can you tell me a little bit more about the CD? It's called Bird 2020.
Yep, 2020. Yes, it's understandable why 2020. And Bird. yeah.
When? What year was it made?
I don't know, maybe 2019 or yeah, on maybe. 2018. Yeah. And Bird, because the Bird was the nickname of Charlie Parker.
True that. And Cease Flight?
Cease Flight? See, of course, I don't even know who could it be under the initial of C. Maybe like C. No, but of course it was Charlie. Because
oh,
like, yeah.
Of course. I thought Coco.
Yeah, and like, yeah, because like Cease Flight, because like he was the bird. He's flying. Sure.
Okay, let's go, man.
Yeah.
He's Igor Togarev and Son Tak-cho.
Yes.
From South Korea.
Yeah.
Cease Flight.
Yeah.
Dedicated to Charlie Parker.
Yes.
Yes, my sweet listeners, you are still rocking with the best here by Funky Nassau. Igor Togarev zit klaar met zijn sax. En we hebben net serieus gewoon naast de cd geluisterd, maar hij zit nu gewoon klaar met zijn sax. Dus we gaan nu gewoon live in de studio, gaan we het gewoon krijgen. Lieve luisteraars, geef allemaal even een heel warm applaus voor Igor Togarev hier bij de studio Radio Salto. Oeps, wacht even hoor. Verkeerde.
Togarev here live in the studio. Whoa! Yeah. Thank you, man. That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was amazing. That was, I need to.
Igor Togarev and the virtual All Colors of Jens Band.
Wow. Wow. I need a moment. I need a moment, man. Thanks for that. Thank you. Sorry, bij Radio Salto. Ik ben Jarmo FM. Ik heb nog steeds Igor Togga, even bij mij in de studio zitten. En we gaan nog even tot 9 uur door. So, Igor, man, thank you for that live performance. It's been a while since I had a live performance in the studio, but you just made it all up for the past 6 months. So, thank you.
Thank you.
It was amazing.
Thank you. My virtual rhythm section did good.
Hell yeah, man. They were good, but... yeah. They were a little bit bored, man. They didn't throw in all the passion that you just did, man.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, man. We're definitely gonna do that again. So, hey, as a person coming from St. Petersburg, from Russia, like you've been living here for 7 years. Was there any difficulties with the whole situation in Ukraine going over here, or like have you ever experienced any things with all everything going on there?
No, not at all. No, because like people here is like friendly, and they're, I guess they're ready to help. And no one in the conservatory told me about this whole situation. Yeah, but we almost never talk about it. Yeah, but I denounce it because like the war must not exist in the 21st century, man. Come on, you can settle everything with the words, man, not with the guns.
True. Yeah, no, it still sucks. And I heard like some Russians, especially wealthy Russians, and they had their balances frozen here and I don't know, stuff taken from them. And there's actually a lot of Russian people that own a lot of property in the city. And I think they went kind of hard on them, but I'm happy they didn't go for the students.
Yeah, because like what can students do in this situation?
Yeah, I mean, those students still have some power to a certain extent, and you didn't get any close to a drafting or anything.
No, not really, because like I'm a student. Yes, this is okay for me.
Yeah. So students, they don't get called up for the army, right?
Yeah, they don't conscripted. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Cool. And do you have any relatives living nearby or?
In Europe, you mean?
No, in like close to Ukraine or in Ukraine?
No. Nothing, okay. Nothing like that.
Okay. Well, anyway, I also want to play something else from your other record, which was The Roach. And Roaches Never Die, man.
Yeah.
So I hope less people will die. And just like roaches, they will never die. Course, and do you have anything to say about this this song in particular?
Yeah, sure. As you can see from the title, it is dedicated to another great man of jazz, Mr. Max Roach, the
of course
greatest drummer. He's the greatest.
Wasn't
drummer.
He? Oh no, wasn't he also on the first song I played from Sonny Rollins? Yeah, he is actually, yeah. Max Roach.
Yeah, and this recording was made in the Jazz Philharmonic Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And in the St. Petersburg, this like the most renowned place for jazz, and there were a lot of titans coming to the St. Petersburg, like Benny Golson. He is the one of the last living legends from that time, jazz, and he came to Jazz Philharmonic. But I wasn't born yet; it was in the 90s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And this recording was made there, and it is the second to the last gig it was ever before my departure and coming to Amsterdam. And it was like one of the most liked gigs and among the audience, and I like it very
so
much.
So this is a live recording.
Yes, this is a holy live recording. Yeah.
A holy live recording.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. I actually forgot to say anything about the previous song. That was Perquisite, which is a producer, but he's also a multi-instrumentalist. He's a great producer, as you could hear. And who was that again on clarinet? I forgot his name, but I'll find it in a minute. But you should maybe make some music with Perquisite, man, because he has already made a lot of great music, and it's very jazzy.
Yeah, that will be great.
I wish I had his number, but I will get his number, and I'll hook you guys up, man.
Okay.
But anyway, here's the Roach. Igor Togarev. Last 10 minutes, let's go. We'll be right back. another banger from Igor Togarev. Mr. Roach. Dedicated to Mr. Pat Roach.
Sorry, Pat Roach?
Max.
Max, sorry.
Who's Pat Roach?
Yeah.
Is this a real person?
I think so. Pat Roach. I don't know, man. I'm just gonna check that out. Anyway, like the clarinet player that Perquisite played with, his name is David Quacksilver. I just wanted to get that out there because I gotta get my facts straight. So, Igor, we got to the end of this show. I want to thank you with all my heart because this was amazing. And people can follow you on Bebop Lives on Instagram.
Yeah.
And they can see you in Antwerp soon.
Yes, April 1st. Yeah, it's not a joke.
No,
it's not a joke. Yeah. It's Saturday at 10 p.m. Yeah, we start at 10 p.m. It will be a free set gig.
This next Saturday?
No.
Oh, on the 1st of April, you mean?
1st of April, yeah.
I'll remind my listeners that they have to go to Antwerp on the 1st of April. Because where else do you want to be on the 1st of April? You got to be in Belgium, man. Come on.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely let my listeners know when you have another gig. And they can follow you on Bebop Lives on Instagram. And can I also buy your CD somewhere on your website, of course?
Yeah, sure.
And what's your website again?
It's allcolorsofjazz.com.
Allcolorsofjazz.com. Now, it's easy to remember. And if you're not convinced by the skills of Igor Togarev, we can convince you now because he's going to play a little set for us until the time is done. So yep. We got 2 minutes. So give it up for Igor Togarev.
Yeah.
I just said dirty listeners. I just meant to say lieve luisteraars.
Thank you for your invitation, man. It was very exciting and it was very fun.
Yeah, that was it. Ciao.